As usual, we would like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Chris Gande. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwe and South Africa are heading for a diplomatic showdown following the killing of a Zimbabwean embassy official in Johannesburg.
I really don't think it will have a negative impact per se, in the sense that I think the law enforcement establishment here, they will really try to justify the reasons why this police ended up shooting at these two.
The United States government today provided an additional $10 million to support vulnerable families suffering the effects of drought in Zimbabwe.
I have done 560 tons of maize with these white men. I haven't done this kind of tonnage before, but I've done it with this white man. I've used him, and the white man, he's putting irrigation at my place.
Some struggling beneficiaries of Zimbabwe's land reform program in Mashonaland West Province have started working with evicted white commercial farmers in an attempt to boost crop production on their farms. And in sports, hear how women's soccer clubs are working to keep HIV offside. Zimbabwe and South Africa are heading for a diplomatic showdown following the shooting death of a Zimbabwean embassy official by a plainclothes South African policeman. Both the South African police and the International Relations and Cooperation Minister, Clayson Monyelo, refused to comment on the matter when contacted by Studio 7. Lucky Hagueri, a security official, was shot and killed Saturday afternoon after he and a friend were mistaken for lawbreakers by a policeman who opened fire without warning. The two were reportedly waiting for a friend inside a car when the plainclothes policeman approached them, and when they saw that he was armed, they tried to flee, resulting in him opening fire at the car. Hagueri's friend, whose name has not been released, is recovering under police guard with serious injuries. However, sources at the Zimbabwean embassy, who spoke on condition of anonymity, told Studio 7 the Zimbabwean embassy has sent a strongly worded letter to the South African government demanding an explanation. The shooting incident occurred as South Africa is said to be making spirited efforts to help revive Zimbabwe's economy. Last week, a business delegation was in the country and signed several agreements to revive ailing companies and resuscitate those that have closed down. Commentator Zenzo Nkomo, an official of the South African Communist Party, tells Studio 7 the South African government will make efforts to water down the incident in order to avoid a diplomatic row with Harare.
Gandhi, I really don't think it will have a negative impact per se, in the sense that I think the law enforcement establishment here, they will really try to justify the reasons why this police ended up shooting at these two, because according to him, they were running away. He thought that they were committing a crime, or they were about to commit a crime. That's why they were running away from him. But really, with that kind of an explanation, really, I really don't think that it will cause much of a negative relationship between the two countries. I think we'll also note that South African situation is the one that says there is serious crime in this country.
What sort of advice would you give to people, especially those coming from outside South Africa?
I think people must always be vigilant, people must always be alert, people must understand that crime incidences in South Africa really are quite very, very high, particularly this time of the year.
Senzo Nkomo is an independent commentator, also a member of the South African Communist Party.